On this Tuesday afternoon, you're listening to the Closing Market Report. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line, Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
A bit of a nice turnaround for a Tuesday. Tell me what happened in Chicago.
Well, you know, basically, once we saw the gold, silver, and crude and everything quit sliding and maybe a little stabilization in the world markets, why... overnight, we saw some end users step in. We saw the reaction to the grains was probably overdone, just an outside market pressure and the basis levels, and the end users step back in and start buying some contracts back today.
So it was the commercials that were in as buyers. That's always a good sign if you want markets to go higher.
It is. And I mean, and basically, there was nothing moving, especially after a day like yesterday. And, of course, the bids, the basis bids continued to show that.
All right. Tell me about those basis bids. They have been pretty flat recently.
Yeah, they've been flat, but they've been the highest levels we've had for this time of year for many years. So, you know, it is telling us that old crop is not moving, especially in areas east of the Mississippi. You know, like I say, most of the movement has been from out of Canada and Minnesota, North Dakota, actually, and Illinois, Indiana, and Iowa isn't moving much grain.
Old crop's not moving. New crop not being put in the ground in those areas either. The planters aren't rolling, so that says either the grain's not there or farmers are just stubborn.
It's a little bit of both. I mean, we have very short stocks as compared to usual at this time of year, you know, especially in our area. I can't name a farmer over here that I know has got 10,000 bushels of corn in a bin. And if he does have anywhere close to that, it is part of it's contracted for later delivery. So it's going to be hard to source grain at this point in time locally.
When we talk to the cash grain folks about the end users, they're thinking that they're covered maybe to June or July. Do you have a different opinion?
I think that they might be into June, but I don't think there's a whole lot of July coverage.
And what will that mean for the old crop marketplace for corn?
Well, it's going to be on what sort of rationing we can do between now and then, and also whether we do see some corn come out of South America in from Argentina up into the U.S., what's going on and, you know, along those lines. But I think we will continue to see the basis stay strong until we feel it. They got enough to get to the new crop.
We're still early in the growing season, but yesterday's corn planting numbers were well behind where they usually are, at least even on the five-year rolling average for the nation. Will that make much of a difference by the time we get to July and August?
The question is, what's the weather going to be for the next 3 to 4 weeks, Todd? If we would turn like the American model says and turn drier after a 7 to 10 day period here and be able to get in the field, no, won't make any difference at all. As we look back the last time that our planting was delayed till basically mid-May, we had 153 bushel average at that point in time. And if you take the acreage assumption, assuming we get planted like that, that's still between a 1.8 and a 2.2 billion bushel carryout.
Does that tell you that new crops should be sold at some time on the rally?
That's our thoughts along the way here. We're going to wait and give it a little chance to rally back up a little bit, but above the 550 mark and up around that 5, but there between 550 and 570, we want to add some sales.
That's basis Dece?
Basis December.
How about in the soybeans?
In the soybeans, we're going to we'd like to see them get up above 12.5, closer to 12.75. But at that point, we feel that it's going to be very prudent to be selling some beans.
Is soybeans a completely different sort of scenario than corn at this time or not?
Well, it is in the respect, as we talked about all this later planting possibly going on, that could be shifting of corn acres to bean acres in some areas, especially in the Dakotas, Minnesota, around those places that don't want to put corn in the ground too late. Also, though, we are seeing a much better export market with the beans now where corn is just about non-existent. So, you know, the old crop beans do still have good processor margins. They also have good export margins.
You went to the northern part of the Midwest, but let's come around the horn, talk about some of the southern parts of the United States in the southwest, maybe into Kansas, Oklahoma. Some cold temperatures are expected there for the hard red winter wheat crop.
You know, we've saw some terrible pictures on the internet, and people had sending us pictures around to some of that did get that extended freeze, Todd. And there is some real questions as to, you know, what that's going to do. Well, can it come out of it? Now, a lot of the cases in the pictures I've seen, it doesn't look like it's going to survive.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Thanks, Todd.
That is Wayne Nelson. He's with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon.